Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Welcome back. If you're watching this video anywhere except calbanyan.com, you want to go there right now because right below this video is additional text, information, graphics, links that just makes each one of these podcasts much more valuable. Who am I? You know, I'm just a guy who just somewhere along the line was too impatient for talk therapy. That's right. I have a master's degree and bachelor's degree in psychology. I'm what they call ABD for a PhD, which means everything except my dissertation. And I was working in the world of chronic mental illness, and I said, man, this is just not for me. And then I worked at Lutheran Social Services for a number of years doing family therapy, which was awesome. But somewhere along the line, I thought, if I could just hypnotize these people and make them more suggestible to the information I give to them, it would work a whole lot better. And guess what? Eventually, I went and got my certification, and then I developed the 5-path system of hypnotherapy, 7-path system, mind-body approach system to self-hypnosis, and I started teaching it to the hypnotists at our center. Then I started teaching it to hypnotists all around the world, and then I had to sign up the podcast, and now people over the world are benefiting from what myself and my co-hosts are sharing, and it's just awesome every week. Hey, by the way, if you want instant access to all the videos we've ever done, over 400 videos, go to calbanyan.com, and on the page there's something that says be a VIP member. Give me your email so I can send you a notification every week when new ones come out and send you a link to where a complete database of all our videos are. If you want to, you could just send me an email, a blank email, videos@calbanyan.com, and we'll send you that stuff. All right, now, on to the good stuff. Today, I managed to get Kelly Cohey to hang around for a little bit so I could do this second video with her. And I said, there's something I want to talk about. What do you want to talk about? So I'm going to go on a little bit of a rant about this title. And boy, I know I'm going to stir things up. I know I'm going to cause some of you to get your dander up, okay? But, you know, I'm going to give you my opinion. If you don't like it, if it doesn't make sense to you, then ignore it. But if it catches your attention, then make the change accordingly. And that is about the self-titling hypnotists that call themselves clinical hypnotists or clinical hypnotherapists. Kelly, her topic that she wanted to talk about was really about leadership in the profession. So let me tell you a little bit about Kelly Cohey. She is just a delightful, caring, committed person. She's a person that really cares about personal change, world change, and, you know, helping other people. She's got let me see if I got her information here. She's a recipient of a master's degree in global affairs from NYU. She's a certified hypnotherapist of the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's a 5-pather. She's a true believer. She's a 7-path teacher. Before becoming a professional hypnotist, she lived and worked in the world of government, United Nations, nonprofits, primarily focusing on promoting human rights and humanitarian issues. How you doing, Kelly?
Hi, Cal. Thanks so much for that beautiful introduction once again. I'm so happy to be here and talking about what we're going to talk about. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's like when you put me in front of a camera and boom, I amp up instantly. And I'll tell you what, the coffee I drink has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. I don't drink coffee all day long, just most of the day. All right, let me go on my rant. The other day, we have a Yahoo group that is for supporting our 5-path grads. Now that group is moving over to our Hypnospace. We've got a couple of changes we want to make on Hypnospace to make it perfect for this purpose. Then we'll make that change. But there was this one that was posted, and it was a new hypnotist, and she's putting together her website, and she wanted to know about the legality and whether or not she could use the term clinical hypnotist. And you know what? in our profession, it's not a profession where we get hired in a hospital or at a clinic or something like that, or even a human counseling center, something like that. It's entrepreneurial. And so how we present ourselves and how we hold ourselves out as who we are credential-wise and title-wise, it's got this competitive value. And we want to come across as credentialized and as trained as possible. And I think that sometimes that leads to people using titles that can work against them in the long run. Like, for example, some places you can call yourself a hypnotist, some places you can call yourself a hypnotherapist, and some places you can't because of legal reasons. And the challenges of hypnotherapist just sounds so much more educated than hypnotist or consulting hypnotist, because we think of therapists as having, you know, at least a master's degree or a PhD, or maybe they're even a professor at a university or something, a therapist. And where we say hypnotist, some people will think of stage hypnosis, and that's why the National Guild has really put together this kind of really nice title called consulting hypnotist, where you basically use hypnosis to help normal everyday people overcome normal everyday problems. And this desire and need to compete, doesn't clinical sound even better than therapist? I mean, like, therapists are like psychologists, and clinical is like doctors. And, you know, in our hierarchy of society, you know, the average person's down here, counselors are up here, and therapists are up here, and doctors are like way up here, right? And so, you know, maybe you'll call your office a clinic instead of a hypnosis center, and call yourself a clinical hypnotist. Okay, guess what? That is bad, 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 okay? And don't do it. If you've got that on your site right now, if you are not a medical professional or a clinical psychologist or somehow licensed as a clinical something, like a clinical social worker, do not call yourself a clinical hypnotist or clinical hypnotherapist. Because the last thing we want to do is mislead our clients, and you are. You don't have medical training, you're not clinical. If you look the word clinical or clinic up in any recognized dictionary, and that's exactly what I did, not Wikipedia, but like real dictionaries, not to put down Wikipedia, but some people could say, well, that's not a real encyclopedia or whatever, real dictionaries. And clinic is a place where medical stuff is done. A clinician is someone who does medical stuff like diagnosis and prescribing. And so I just want you to know that when you use the term clinical hypnotist, clinical hypnotherapist, this kind of thing, you are misleading your potential clients and your clients. And just as bad, the American Medical Association, the American Psychiatric Association, the American Psychological Association has a right, legal right, to be irritated about that. You see? And what will happen, this happens in waves. Suddenly a movement will happen amongst those other professions to squash our profession. And one of the things they can do is say, look, they hold themselves out as being medically trained when they're not, as being clinicians when they're not. They're misleading the public, and they're encroaching on our turf, okay? They're falsifying credentials. They could even take it so far as practicing medicine without a license, okay? So stop it. You don't like what I said? Leave me a comment below. You like what I said? Leave me a comment below. You got a question about what I said? Leave me a comment. But this is from my heart of hearts, and I've been around long enough, and I've watched the National Guild of Hypnotists go through enough battles trying to keep our right to practice by using specific terms and way of practice and avoiding medical wording and titling and stuff like this. Because I'll tell you what, if you get sued or taken to court for practicing medicine without a license, you are not going to have any time, money, or resources to help yourself or help other people. Let's just call ourselves hypnosis professionals, hypnotists, counseling hypnotists, and where it's legal, hypnotherapists. And everything will be just fine. What do you think about that, Kelly?
Cal, I agree with you 100%. Any kind of misrepresentation is bad, bad, bad. It's no go. You don't want to go there. Legally, it's an issue. Morally, it's an issue. Ethically, it's an issue. All across the board, you want to represent yourself as you are, as you've been trained. This is going to come across to your clients, most definitely. You want to be that true hypnotist, the one that represents themselves beautifully and correctly.
Yeah, I know at least one hypnotist that has been thrown out of the National Guild of Hypnotists for implying to a potential client that he was a doctor. He even told this individual's son or daughter to tell that person that they were a doctor. And, you know, what's the difference between saying, tell him I'm a doctor, or tell him I'm a nurse, or tell him I'm a physical therapist if you're not? And those are all clinical things. So I've said enough. Kelly, what do you think about going to our next topic?
I'm excited about our next topic, and I'm glad you're giving me the floor to go there. Basically, I want to talk about leadership in this profession. And truly, you are an inspirational figure to me as a leader in this profession and as a leader in general for people in life. And you have a lot of qualities that inspire me, and I know they must inspire so many others. And I wanted to go over some of those qualities of what I see is a good leader and you as a representative of that, meaning you walk the walk, you don't only talk the talk. You put 110% effort into everything that you do. You're constantly growing, searching to expand, searching to build. Everything to do to build this profession to what your vision is of it, and I'm sure that's beyond expectation. So I feel that you exhibit these qualities and you inspire these qualities in others. You inspire them in me. And I wanted to talk about, how did you develop these type of qualities? Did you always have them? Were you a born leader? How did you come to the place that you are now? And then we can discuss a little further.
You know, thank you very much. I'm very complimented. Some things that happened in my life and things that happened before my life contributed to this. One is, I went into the military, and the military gave me that fresh start I needed to get away from home and what was going on there, which was, you know, nothing super bad. I mean, it was just very blasé. And the military gave me a chance to step up. And I learned about who I could be in this environment when I was completely on my own. And that was very important. I became a sergeant in the shortest amount of time. I became a trainer training NCO for security of the base, the men and women who served as security specialists. And that was really a very important thing. Another thing was, in my family, no one had ever graduated high school. And just being befriended by someone who was a psychologist, a PhD clinical psychologist, and hanging around with him made me think, you know what? I'm just as smart as this guy. Maybe I could do that too. Before that, I never really seriously thought of getting a degree, or much less an advanced degree. And then, as you know, I moved into the area of hypnosis, and really saying, this is what I want to do, becoming an entrepreneur, you know, becoming a businessman, caused me to step up again. And so what's happened for me is that I kept putting myself in situations. I mean, I was not drafted into the military. You know, I was not drafted into college. I was not drafted into the world of hypnosis or being an entrepreneur. But I kept putting myself in situations where I needed to step up. I had to be more than what I was before. And when people see someone stepping up, walking the walk, and then other people say, I want to do that too. And they start asking you questions and they start following you. And then you become the de facto leader. Nobody said, you're the leader. It's not like in the military, you say, okay, now you're the captain. What happened was, it's more like a battlefield promotion. In there, doing it. And then people started following. People started signing up, coming to the classes. And then the awards started coming, the National Guild of Hypnotists. And it has to do with, what do you want? And are you willing to step up? And then the other thing is, I have been blessed with a couple of things. One was before this lifetime, I believe that I came into this life to do what I'm doing. How many people can say that? I believe I'm doing what I came into this life to do. And if that's true, then, I mean, this is the life I'm supposed to be doing, then I am perfectly designed for that. I have all the strengths, I have all the talents, you know, that I need to do this. And the second thing is I have a wife that believes in me. You know, there's a lot of people try to come into this profession or another profession, and they have the doubting wife, the doubting husband, whatever it is. And it's just like, it's like fighting two battles, the one at home and the one in the office. But right from the beginning, Maureen says, if you think you can do it, I think you can do it. She didn't say it in that many words. It didn't have to be said in those words. It was done with action. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that really helps a lot. I think the support is tremendous. Your wife, your family, the people around you, I see that as well. But I also see an inner drive and I wondered if that was always there from the get-go or if it's something that came along later in life, perhaps through your military training, or if it's just inborn. But I think you mentioned that you knew early on when you found this profession that this is the one for you. That's inspiring to me because I feel the same way. And I think that does encourage me to step up, as you've said, to take on these type of roles, to do these podcasts, to perhaps go further and become a trainer and things like this. When you really feel that drive, when you really feel that it will help a lot of people. I think that's, for me, an inner drive towards leadership, not at all for self-promotion, but for really the impact that it can have on so many, and not only those who become hypnotists, but those who are treated through hypnosis. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, exactly. And when you get yourself into something that you can do well, it becomes self-reinforcing, right? In the previous video, I talked about real confidence comes from success. And when you're doing something well, then that builds confidence. And part of that confidence is, hey, I think I can do even better if I do this and this and this. Now, I am a focused individual. It's something that when I put my mind to something, I can really learn about all of it very quickly. It doesn't matter what it is. And for example, when Maureen and I left Orange County, California to go up to northern Minnesota and just check it out, we're a young couple, maybe that's where we want to live, maybe that's where we want to have children. Guess what they did there? Hunting and fishing. So I said, wow, I'm going to learn everything about hunting and fishing. And particularly, I was interested in shooting because I had a military background. And in just a few months, the locals were, and I didn't know anything about really hunting. But in 3 or 4 months, people were coming to me asking me advice about, you know, loading ammunition and what rounds to use and, you know, how many grains of gunpowder, because I just, bam, that's the way I am. I just like all in or all out. That's just my personality. So, and then I foster it because I understand. You hear me talk about this all the time. Gold in, gold out. If you're starting to lose focus, that's because you got some garbage coming in. And so garbage is coming out. You need to make sure that you're feeding the mind with stuff. Like, I'm interested in marketing. So I subscribe to marketing podcasts. I'm reading marketing books. I'm also interested in a few other things, like my motorcycle club and things related to that. And so I'm all in. And so if you want to be successful in something, be all in. Don't put your toe in. Jump in and swim around in it. That's what I say.
I definitely agree with that 100%. And I think oftentimes it's only fear that holds people back from that, but fear is really an illusion, right? False evidence appearing real, only to keep you from your potential. But I see when you take that step, you take the step to put your toe in, then your foot goes in, your leg goes in, your whole body goes in. So you're all in at some point, but you got to start with those steps, right?
Well, exactly. And you can also take, like, Erica, for example, and other people I've talked to, they'll get hypnosis training. And the hypnosis training is what I call fuzzy. A little bit of this, a little bit of that, and you're supposed to, you know, intuit this and intuit that, and you're supposed to guess this and guess that. And like Erica talks about, she went through training in another school, and she never felt fit for clients. And then she got her 5 Path 2.0 set, and then she had a system that was proven to work everywhere. Bam, she was seeing clients. And I get that kind of report all the time. I just did a 3-day workshop to train our trainers how to teach our 10-day and 7-day class, and heard that story over and over, that people have been interested in hypnosis a long time. So sometimes the reason people don't move forward and they're not successful is that lack of proper training. And that's something that leaders do. As you brought up this topic, I was, you know, this typically I'm writing down ideas. And, you know, things that a true leader is they have passion. Another thing that a leader has is they're honest. Another that they have is they walk the walk, like you said, and they step up. And here's the other thing. Real leaders are looking for future leaders. You know, that's where I get a Celeste. That's where I get a you know, an Erica or a Brenda or you. I try to find people that are willing to step up. And then I give them some steps. Here's some steps. Hey, do a podcast with me. Write some articles. Coach in a class. Give those who seem to be willing to step up the chance to step up. And that's how we build leaders. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. I think if it's perfectly, it's worked for me, most definitely. And I'm so, so glad for these opportunities. By the way, I'm super, super grateful.
Cool. Why don't you go ahead and wrap it up? We're getting a little bit long on time.
Okay. Thanks, everyone, for watching the podcast. We can't wait to do another one together. It's going to be great. Wishing everyone also a beautiful Chinese New Year, by the way. That's today. And thanks for, again.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Kelly, for being here. And for you folks out there, I want to mention a couple classes coming up now. You folks, some of you are going to be watching this a year down the road, 5 years down the road. You can always get our schedule on calbanyan.com. That's B-A-N-Y-A-N. Now, our current, right now, if you're watching, our next 10-day certification course, this is for everybody, just like our podcast. It could be people who are already certified or people who want to come into the profession. Because I'll guarantee you, if you're already certified and you have lots of experience, that 10-day certification course is going to take you to the next level. Okay, that's July 6th through July 17, 2015. Then we've got our week of power, which is May 3rd through the 9th. That's only for people who are previously certified. We spend a lot less time on the basics, intermediates, go right into the advanced stuff. So you know, for that class, you really need to have already been certified or we won't even let you in. All right, that's it. I want to see you on ourhypnospace.com. Bam. I want to see you on facebook.com/hypnosisETC. Cal Banyan, over and out.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated.
All rights reserved for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.